This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, first name Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, the date of birth, May 18, 1949, date of initial evaluation, September 3rd, 2024. The referring physician is Dr. Weissman. The chief complaint the patient is seen preoperatively. The HPI. The patient is a 75-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury to the left shoulder, period. This occurred on March 6th, 2024, period. He then began having pain, which he described as dull, period. Pain was worse with sleeping, period. Pain typically is 3 minus 4 slash 10, but worsened with performing ADLs, period. He has associated decreased range of motion, period. He has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number coronary artery disease. Past surgical history, status post coronary artery bypass grafting at age 50. Status post coronary stents approximately 8 years ago, period. He has had stent restenosis, period. Left ankle fracture repair, period. He has had back surgery times 3 to include both cervical and lumbar regions, period. Medication, lumipiride 2 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams 1 daily, losartan 50 milligrams 1 daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, clopidogrel 75 milligrams daily, Ozempic 1 milligram weekly, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, isoxazolamide 60 milligrams daily. The family history: father had coronary artery bypass grafting at age 55. A brother also had coronary artery bypass grafting, period. A second brother had coronary artery bypass grafting, period. Social history: he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use, period. Review of system: the review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 142/68, pulse 73, respiratory rate 16, weight 197 pounds. Height 5 feet 11 inches, In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular correction, the neck exam reveals bilateral carotid buoy, period. The cardiovascular examination demonstrates sinus rhythm with a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. This radiates to the left carotid region, period. Pulses otherwise are symmetrical, period. The data review patient was referred for echocardiogram, given findings of aortic murmur on examination, period. Baseline ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 70 beats per minute, period. There is loss of R waves in the early precordial lead, cannot rule out old anteroceptor myocardial infarction, period. Nonspecific ST/TVA changes noted, period. Echocardiogram reveals normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 60-63%, period. There is impaired relaxation, period. Left atria is mildly dilated by volume, period. There is mild aortic valve sclerosis, period. The mean aortic valve pressure gradient is 15 millimeters of mercury, period. The aortic valve area by continuity equation is 1.1 centimeters square, consistent with mild aortic stenosis, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. The RE systolic pressure is 34 millimeters of mercury, period. Trace aortic regurgitation is noted, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. Inferior vena cava demonstrates normal inspiratory collapse, period. The lab work, sodium 135, potassium 4.3, chloride 98, bicarb 27, BUN 27, creatinine 0.97, glucose 76, hemoglobin A1C 6.3, white blood cell count 8.1, hemoglobin 12.5, platelets 222, urinalysis, specific gravity 1.020, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 75-year-old male who was referred for a preoperative evaluation as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, period. The patient has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include diabetes, hypertension, period. In fact, he does have underlying coronary artery disease and is status post bypass, period. the patient has further intervention for coronary artery disease to include stent period. On the clinical exam, he was found to have evidence of both carotid artery and the murmur of aortic stenosis period. The echocardiogram confirms that he has mild aortic stenosis period. He has a trivial amount of AI period. He has normal left ventricle ejection fraction period. The patient is otherwise asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective period. He has normal exercise tolerance period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure period. He is therefore cleared for FAME. His hemoglobin A1C is noted to be 6.3, and diabetes is certainly well controlled, period. He has mild anemia. And evidence of chronic kidney disease stage 2, period. Patient, however, is thought to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for FAME. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.